And yet, the President of the United States, when he went and attended the memorial service, he tried to heal the nation and the people of our country. And after the comments of his talk were, "Do you think the president's speech was a great one for his re-election?" He talked to us about being able to love one another, coming together as a community of believers. He even quoted scripture. And yet the news program, which prides itself of being the station which has put together the greatest political team in history, didn't even get the point. The headlines were nothing new. So for a moment, I'm going to share a story with you that should have made the headlines and didn't. In the late 1990s, I had the privilege of working with the Sisters of Mercy in Rhode Island at their healthcare facility and their mother house housing all of the Sisters of Mercy. Every morning at 8 a.m., Sister Yvonne and myself prayed the prayer of the church, the daily office of Christian prayer. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I bought the donuts. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Sister baked the cinnamon rolls. What a great way to pray. Sister Yvonne was the perfect sister you would want to know. After a long career as a teacher and a principal in Belize, she became the director of pastoral services at the health facility that we were both stationed at. What was very enviable about Sister was that she could play golf, swim, play tennis real good, and yet had the time to walk every evening 3 miles. She was the perfect lady in perfect health. One morning after prayer, Sister pulled me aside and informed me that she would not be in for a couple of days. She had an appointment with the doctor because she had some stomach pains. And of course, jokingly, I told her that was all the donuts we were eating. Several days had passed, and finally, Mother General walked into my office and closed the door. She said Sister Yvonne was in the hospital and had asked to see me. But before I was to go there, Sister informed me that it was only a matter of hours before the good Lord was to come for her. I arrived at the hospital and was very nervous going to her room. I had trouble getting my emotions together. I entered the room and she was sitting up. I looked at her with tears in my eyes. Why could Jesus do this to this perfect lady, to this wonderful woman? Sister looked at me and said, "Why do you have tears in your eyes, Richard? I've been waiting for this moment for my entire life. I'm going to see him for the first time. Be happy for me." And then she died. This is the story that should have made the headlines. And I could not help to hear the words and think of the words of John the Baptist in today's gospel. "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are we who are called to his supper." And in my travels this past week, I came upon a prayer which I would like to share with you. I think it's so wonderful to have this prayer for us today. And it goes something like this, and it was written some 1,600 years ago by a Christian writer. And he said, "Jesus, my feet are dusty and dirty. Pour water into your basin and come wash my feet as you wash the feet of the apostles at the Last Supper. I realize that I'm terribly bold in asking you to do this. But I fear the warning you gave to Peter when you said to him, 'If you do not wash my feet, you cannot have companionship with me.' Oh, Jesus, wash my feet, because I do want your companionship more than anything else in this world."